Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you today?
Hi. You know, I was checking my statement, and I see I have a payment for $83.99, and I don't know who you are. What is this consistent lifestyle lack or something? What is this?
Well, let me check that, ma'am, for you. Give me 1 second, all right? Okay, can I have the zip code?
92637.
Okay. Give me 1 second, all right, ma'am? Can
yes.
I have your name?
Elżbieta Micińska.
Okay, give me 1 second. Elisabetta?
Yes.
Elżbieta. Elżbieta Micińska. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Can you confirm the shipping address, please?
2144 Unit A, Ronda Granada, Laguna Woods, 9637.
All right. Thank you for that. Okay, ma'am. I can see that on the 10th of January, you ordered the oximeter, the pulse oximeter, for $7.95 for the shipping and handling. And well, ma'am, that was a free welcoming gift to join the factory direct store. And the factory direct store is a store that has factory prices instead of retail prices, but in order to be able to access those prices, you had to subscribe to the factory store, ma'am, and that's why the $56.95 charge is for.
But they are charging me $56.95 for the oximeter?
No. The oximeter was a gift. The 56 is a charge for the subscription. You got the gift because of the subscription you got, ma'am.
What subscription?
The factory store, ma'am. That's what I say. I mean, you got a that's why you got a gift. You could have a gift if you subscribe to the factory store. And it's a store. It's a web store, ma'am, that has factory prices. But to access those discounts of on all the stuff that they have, you have to pay a small monthly fee.
You know, I am so sorry. I understand. I recall I had this oximeter. What I'm not so happy with this because it's a little piece of junk, but it doesn't matter. But what is this $56.95 for what I'm paying?
Well, ma'am, I already explained, but I mean, what we can do is cancel your subscription so you will not be charged again. Do you want me to go ahead and do that?
Subscription? Of course, I don't want anything like that.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Oh, God. And this is when you are not so computer-oriented, so you are making this kind of stupid things.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I just work here.
I know, but I'm talking about myself. You know, I was selling the oximeter, and I say, for $4.99, so I can have it. And, you know, and this is what I did. I didn't want any subscription or any belong to anything. You know, now I am looking, I say, what is this? It's $50, $56.55. What is that? And this is, and there was a telephone number, and this is why I'm calling.
Yeah, all right. Give me 1 second. I'm almost finished, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, I already canceled your account. You will not be charged again, and I have a cancellation number. Do you want me to share it with you?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's going to be 258-971-026.
Yes, and
ma'am.
This is this. Can I have a credit for this $56.95?
Well, ma'am, out of courtesy, we can offer you a 35% refund. Do you accept that?
You know, I don't understand. What is the refund for?
35%. Do you want me to go ahead and do that?
I will have paid for that. Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second.
But I cannot have credit for all of that?
Ma'am, whenever you bought the oximeter, you agreed to the terms and conditions. This is courtesy. Okay, ma'am, I already processed the refund, and you'll see it back into your card in more than 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you much for that.
Okay.
But
you're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.